Thanks.
What's in your mind? Powered by Schwann Cadillac.com. I'm Steve Bakken on KFIRE 550 and our host of stations around the region. AM 910, KCJV in Minot, KLTC 1460 in Dickinson, 1100 The Flag in Fargo, and 1090 The Flag in Tioga. I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon, who is off today. Rob Port filling in from the Say Anything blog, and a good show coming up today, including North Dakota State Representative Mike Nathy at the bottom of the hour on the lack of property tax relief coming from political subdivisions across the state, despite what the legislature intended by giving money back. There's such a disconnect in this state right now between what's going on from the legislative side and what's going on that local control side that everybody complained about when Measure 2 did not go through, and that was the biggest reason. Well, we need local control. Well, we've got local control. Get your butt out to some of these meetings and voice your opinions, and if they don't follow what you say, vote people out of office. There's your local control. It's simple as that. Also coming up at 10:30, Nick Archuleta, president of North Dakota's North Dakota United. It's a brand new union merging the North Dakota Education Association, Teachers Union, and the North Dakota Public Employee Association, the Public Workers Union. And, well, we're going to find out why that merger is necessary and what's the goals of that new union. And joining me now, Rob Port from Say Anything blog. And, Rob, you have a little anniversary going on right now. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, earlier this week, we marked 10 years on the Internet.
Wow. 10 years ago, the landscape was different for the Internet. I mean, we all take it for granted right now. But when you go back 10 years, tell us what that was like, because I think a lot of us forget. The Internet 10 years ago, that was new frontier, new territory. It wasn't really what we take for granted today. Give us a little overview of what that was like jumping off onto an Internet business back then.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a business for me to begin with. It was something that, really I didn't expect to do for longer than a couple of weeks when I first started it. It wasn't until years into it that it became something that, I thought could be financially valuable, but yeah, I mean, the Internet was a much different place back then. There was no YouTube, there was no Facebook, there was no Twitter. MySpace was actually just a brand new thing, started, pretty contemporaneously to when the blog started. So much different world back then, and it's been fun to grow the blog, watch it evolve, and watch the Internet evolve as well.
Yeah, pretty amazing. So congratulations on that. Some of the topics we're looking at today, one that I follow very closely because the Second Amendment, near and dear to my heart. And I want to get people's take on this, if they think we're safe here in North Dakota or if we still need to be guarded. And you could weigh in at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'd like to know what's on your mind. The topic I'm looking at, the voters in Colorado just ousted two Colorado Democratic lawmakers on Tuesday, the state's first ever legislative recall, and it took the Second Amendment to do that, launched over the support for stricter gun laws and the inability of congressional Democrats to pass stricter background checks when they have control of the presidency and a U.S. Senate following a mass school shooting. Now, when you're looking at it, that trickling down to the states, right? Rob, what do you see from that? What's the message you take of that? I take it this way. You know what? We do care about the Second Amendment, and we still need to be guarded in North Dakota, in Montana, Minnesota. If your Second Amendment is important, we need to guard that, right? And we need to stay diligent on it at all times.
Yeah, it's really unfortunate when something tragic happens, like what happened in Connecticut. I think that people try to play on those emotions, which I think is why we saw such a quick move, both nationally and in a lot of states at the local level, like Colorado. A move towards gun control. And I think they were playing on emotions. People were feeling a certain way about Newtown, and I think they were hoping that people would feel things rather than think things. And that's unfortunate because the debate deserves better. It deserves something more than sort of a knee-jerk reaction like that. And I think that's what we saw in Colorado, is the legislature had a knee-jerk reaction, and cooler heads prevailed. I think, in the form of this recall election, which clearly made it clear, at least as far as I'm concerned. Now, Democrats are claiming there was vote suppression, but made it clear, as far as I'm concerned, that the people in Colorado didn't want new gun control laws.
You're probably a little bit more savvy on this. Explain to me that vote suppression side of this. How do you explain vote suppression? What is vote suppression in this case?
Well, the claim from the Democrats, this is not something that I believe, but the claim from the Democrats is that in Colorado, a lot of people vote by mail. They send out ballots in the mail, and then people fill out the ballots and send them back, and they vote by mail. That was not available for the recall election due to some changes that the legislature made, and the Democrats are blaming it on the Koch brothers and everybody else you could possibly imagine. So they were saying that because the procedure for elections changed, that there was vote suppression. Now, I'm not sure I buy that. If you look at the anti-gun people, Michael Bloomberg and a lot of other groups spent, you know, almost six times more money trying to defend the two legislators ultimately lost than the recall people spent. So it's a little hard to believe that they couldn't get their vote out when they're spending six times more than the opposition. You know, the other issue is that everybody had to play by the same rules, right? I mean, the voting worked the same way for everybody who wanted to get involved. And the outcome was what it was, and it wasn't even that close of an outcome. I mean, incumbents don't just lose a recall by 12 points, right? I mean, that doesn't happen unless they've done something seriously wrong. So I think that's just an excuse. I think they'd rather talk about those conspiracy theories than what actually happened in Colorado, which was a rejection of gun control policy.
Am I misinformed or am I mistaken here when I try to draw that line between the voter suppression point, which in the case of Colorado, it was because of the mail aspect of that, to the initiatives that are going around the country about something to me which seems just logical? You need to have an ID to vote. Is there a line with that between the Democratic Party? Is that on the same page and fall under the guise of voter suppression?
Well, I don't think that requiring a voter ID is voter suppression. It's actually funny because if you look at, you know, here in North Dakota, when we had a voter ID debate in the state legislature earlier this year, one of the claims was that minority voters, the largest minority group in North Dakota is the Native American population, the minority voters wouldn't be able to get IDs, wouldn't be able to vote, it would suppress their vote. But the issue is that if you look at the tribes themselves, they require an ID. When Spirit Lake held their tribal election recently, you had to have an ID to vote. And I don't blame them. I mean, the tribes don't want undue influence on their elections. They require an ID. So I don't think the voter ID is at all vote suppression.
Yeah, Rob, what's on your mind today? Because I'm following this very closely. What's tickling your fancy on this Thursday morning?
You know, I think it's interesting what's going on in Leith. We have, obviously, everybody's heard about the white supremacist gentleman who was buying up property there, and now we have a national white supremacist leader, allegedly a leader, he claims to be a leader of some sort of a movement, is coming to North Dakota, and he's going to be protested by people. And Steve, I wrote a newspaper column about this earlier this week, and I'm worried that we're paying too much attention to these people. I mean, obviously, the initial story, people need to know what's happening in their backyard. That was an important story to tell. But now I'm starting to worry that we're going to see that the charlatans move in, and they're going to, you know, come here and do and say outrageous things and try to capitalize on some of the attention that this has gotten to bring more attention to themselves. Because I think that's, you know, just like the Westboro Baptist Church and every other group of haters you can think of, that's how they get attention. And I'm afraid, you know, if we start counter-protesting and things like that, that we're just going to give them more attention than they deserve. Right? Let them come here. Let them talk. Give them all the attention they deserve, which is pretty much zero. And let's just move on from the issue.
But, Rob, isn't it a fine line between sticking your head in the sand and pretending it's not there and let something be insidious and fester and grow and pointing at the problem? Where do you draw that line between not sticking your head in the sand and then addressing an issue out front? To me, it's like I want the information. I want to know. I want to be able to right. meet a challenge like that face-to-face and know what I'm dealing with and deal with it.
I think you draw the line at you let them talk, right? Let them say the thing. I think the worst enemy to a white supremacist is himself or herself. I think if you just let the idiots talk, they usually do themselves a disservice and discredit themselves. I think what we don't need to do is necessarily to counter protest or to go out and cover every little event that they do. It's a fine line to walk. I'll admit that. But I think there's a point at which we can give them too much attention. There's a point at which they're just attention seeking and we should stop.
What do you think? Your thoughts? Should we ignore the protest, the planned visit of white supremacist leader to Leith, North Dakota? Does protesting give them more attention, or is it the right thing to do? Or do we need to stay diligent still with the Second Amendment? I want to know what your thoughts are. You can weigh in at 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken with Rob Port filling in for Scott Hanna today. This is What's on Your Mind on KFIRE 550. AM 910 KCGB in Minot, KLTC in Dickinson, the flag in Fargo, and the flag in Tioga. This is What's on Your Mind.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Something happening here.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken, along with Scott Hanna, Rob Port from Say Anything Blog, filling in for Scott today. Scott's off taking care of some family things, powered by SchwannCadillac.com. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Coming up at 9:30, we're going to talk with North Dakota State Representative Mike Nathy on the lack of property tax relief coming from the political subdivisions across the state, despite what the legislature intended by giving money back in unprecedented amounts of money as well. Some of the topics this morning, a couple political individuals ousted in Colorado. Colorado's first ever recall vote, and it all centered around the Second Amendment. Also, a former a white supremacist is planning, a leader of the white supremacists, planning a visit to Leith, North Dakota. Do you think that's a good idea? Rob says, you know, ignore him to a certain degree. I say, I want to meet that full challenge, but where do you draw that line? Let's get to the phone, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind, John and Max? What's on your mind today?
Taking my call. First, I want to say that I haven't got any time for this white supremacist, but I wonder, would we be spending as much time talking about and writing about if a leader from the New Black Panther Party came in, or Louis Farrakhan and his Nation of Islam? Because I've heard Louis Farrakhan say things that would make a Ku Klux Klanman blush. So they're just as big of racist as this white supremacist group. So would we, or would we just let them go, do you think?
I think that's a good question. I do think that sometimes there's a double standard. I think that sometimes we look at racial divides or racial issues through one side of the lens, but not the other. We assume that it's always white on minority racism or whatever, and that's not necessarily true. I mean, obviously there is white on minority racism. It's terrible. It's awful. But I don't think it matters. If you're judging somebody else based on their skin color, you're a bad person, and it doesn't matter what your skin color is. And I think the caller's right. I think sometimes we do have a double standard about that.
You know, John, what's your take on this? Because I think Rob and I a little differ on this issue, on at least where you draw that line. I want that full disclosure. I want information. You know, that old adage, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. There's a reason for that. I want to know exactly what these people are thinking so that you can meet that issue. You know, if that intends giving them a little bit more coverage in the press, I'm kind of okay with that because I want full disclosure. I want to know more. And Rob's a little bit more the ignore him a little bit. What do you think we should do, John?
I don't have a problem with you talking about it and explaining just exactly what these guys. What I do have a problem with is talking or letting the people like Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam and the New Black Panther Party, we all know that it isn't just whites aren't the only people that are racist. There is certainly a lot of racism from the other side. Blacks, Hispanics, Indians, any of them. So what I would like to see is a little bit fair coverage when some of these other groups come in. I would like some coverage of them saying what they, I mean, why cover up what Louis Farrakhan says about Jews and about white people and about everybody else? Why not just print it just the same as you would if it was a Ku Klux Klan rally? That's all I
full disclosure.
Say.
Full disclosure.
Yeah,
John,
absolutely.
John, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Matt in Bismarck. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, this white supremacist guy, you know, I treat him the same way I treat Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson or Farrakhan or any of them, and that's just ignore them because I got better things to do with my time than feed into their race beating and their hatred, you know. And the whole racial issue, you know, look, let's be honest. We, you know, everyone can say they don't like racism, but, you know, you look at someone like Farrakhan or Jackson or Sharpton, you know, some people make millions off racism. They got to keep it going. And, you look at the left keeps it going. You know, prime example, Sotomayor, whenever she was appointed to the Supreme Court, you know, the very first thing that the mainstream media said is, oh, that's the first Latino ever appointed. You know, what's it matter? You know, she's a woman that's there to do a job. But they keep the racial divide going in this country. And people like this guy coming to North Dakota and Jackson and Sharpton and all them, they fall right into it because they keep it going. You know, it's divide and conquer. And the powers that be, they know as long as society is divided amongst class warfare lines, racial lines, income, political ideology, as long as we're too divided along them lines to ever unite and actually go after the problem, which is the people that are in D.C. and everywhere else causing these problems, we're just going to keep fighting with each other. And the best thing, like I said, the best thing to do is ignore it, you know? I mean, for one thing, anyone that's so out of touch with reality that they're going to judge somebody off the color of their skin, their opinion doesn't mean crap to me, because, I mean, it's just stupid.
Matt, the best point you brought up there, the whole thing, is the fact that it's a business. And I think you're 100% spot on that. It is a business. And it's big business. And I think a lot of these people realize that they can generate a nice income off of racism in this country.
Right. And Jackson and Sharpton have been doing it for years now. You know, think about it. If all of a sudden racism, if we were all of a sudden, everyone in the U.S. woke up tomorrow and we were blind, Sharpton and Jackson and Farrakhan, they would be out of work. They wouldn't know what to do.
I think you make a really good point too. And I look at groups like the NAACP and things like this, where you got to wonder at what point if I mean, they're there to represent victims. People were victims of racism and things like that, and it's absolutely true. There were people who were victims of that. But you got to wonder if those people stop being victims, they're out of a job. And I sometimes worry about that, and not just in the racial area, but a lot of these groups. I mean, do they really want to solve the problem they set out to solve? Because when they solve that problem, they're out of a job. Thanks, Matt. Now let's go to Alberta from St. Anthony. What's on your mind, Alberta?
Yeah, I would just say ignore him. He likes all this attention that he's getting, and that's what he's listening. I'm sure he's listening to the radio and everything and then reading the media and the newspapers. Just ignore the man, and he'll go away quietly. That's all I got to say. Ignore him.
I think you're right. I think he's here for, attention. What do you think, Steve? I think he's coming here because he saw headlines, he saw an opportunity, he wants to get some attention, and I say don't give it to him.
You know, I couldn't agree more, and it is about attention because, you know, we took a lot of heat a couple weeks ago, or about 3 weeks ago or so now, when this first came out, and we had a white supremacist call in that was belaying their point, and he was explaining. I was fascinated by it. I wanted to hear what he had to say just from the simple fact that I need to know that information if I'm going to combat that side of racism. If I go into a situation blind and not knowing all the information and what the other side thinks, I'm at a disadvantage. And we took a lot of heat for letting that guy go for about 7-8 minutes. To me, it was fascinating trying to get inside the mind of somebody that thinks so polar opposite of what I think we think in society as a norm. To me, it was fascinating, and that was the side I think information is never a bad thing. So What's on Your Mind? Mike Nathy coming in next. We're going to talk about property taxes coming up next. This is What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bachan with Rob Port.
Steve Bachan and Scott Hennon want to know, what's on your mind? Call us at 800-228-0550.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website, gtmwt.com, or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and dry. The best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get drill and dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide nationwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're going to talk with Mike Nathy coming up in just a few moments. Around the region, Bismarck, Mandan 54 this hour, Williston 59, Dickinson 54, Minot 52, in Jamestown, they're at 55 this morning, 56 in Devil's Lake, Grand Forks 58, Fargo 56, Miles City, Montana 57, Mobridge at 63 this hour, Pier at 64, and Lemon, South Dakota at 53. A little cooler than we were the last several weeks, but getting into that fall. And I had a friend tell me that he's starting to see some birds migrating a little bit, which is good for the waterfowlers. One more quick call before we go to Mike Nathy. Bob and Grafton, what's on your mind today?
Hi, guys. Man, that's an excellent bumper song to come in. Uncle Ted with Stranglehold. Right on, guys. You can't get any better than that, man. I used to be a resident in Colorado for quite so many years, and I'm going to tell you something. Those legislators that, you know, when they got in and they did what they did, they don't realize, well, they do realize, the economic hammer that they did to Colorado, because a lot of outdoor channel filming crews, a lot of them refused to go there and film, and a lot of, you know, big name hunts, they refused to go. And the people just got sick of it, and they stood up for them, and I say, God bless Colorado, and I want to put out a warning to the rest of the senators across this nation that if you don't do your job and stand up for freedom and stand up for those things that benefit the United States and freedom and the Constitution, that you're on notice. And, it, you know, they always say, well, it'll never happen here. Well, you know, it'll never happen here until it does. So if that's the first ever recall vote in Colorado, don't think it can't happen in other states across the United States, senators. Secondly, this white supremacist knucklehead that's coming here to North Dakota, there's a couple ways you can deal with this. You can ignore him completely. You can go and protest. Or how about if we just give him the publicity that he wants? How about if nobody shows up, just like this million-man Muslim march in Washington, what, 12 people showed up? You know, if you don't cover it at all, you don't say anything, they might get the impression, well, maybe I just wasn't heard enough, and so they'll come back and they'll dump more money into whatever they want. Let the guy come and speak and talk to a cornfield. Let him come and talk to an empty room and then laugh at him and report on how nobody showed up. And then if he comes back, and then if he comes back again, then I say, then let's white, black, Hispanics, let's all get arm to arm, and then let's go show him what's up in North Dakota, that we don't put up with that stuff here.
Well said, Bob. Thanks for the phone call. One more quick call, and then we got to get on to Mike Nathy. Did we lose Jeff? All right. Let's move on to Mike Nathy. And, Rob, I'll let you introduce Nathy, because I've got some questions I want to formulate, but I'll let you introduce the representative.
Yeah, it's North Dakota State Representative Mike Nathy. He's a Republican from the Bismarck area. And he's been sort of outspoken on the property tax issue, especially since the legislative session ended. And Representative Nathy, first of all, welcome to the program. Thanks for your time.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
I wanted to read you a series of quotes from newspapers from around the state in the last week or so. First of all, from the Williston Herald, it says, I quote, "The Williston City Commission approved its 2014 preliminary budget Tuesday, which includes a 5% increase in property tax levy. By the start of the meeting, City Hall Commission Room was filled to capacity as Mayor Ward Kozer and Fire Chief Alan Hansen quickly confirmed on the room's seating capacity. An additional 25 people stood at the back of the room, with more spilling out into the building's lobby and nearby sidewalk." This one's from Minot Daily News. "Residents filled the council chambers and spilled out into the hall to share their dissatisfaction with tax levels." From the Grand Forks Herald, I quote, "Nearly 40 people broke into a round of applause Monday when a motion to increase property taxes by 28.6% failed at the Grand Forks School Board meeting." Representative Nathy, what do you make of these reports?
Well, I got to tell you, when I've seen those same reports, and it just puts a huge smile on my face. This goes back to a letter I wrote. Not the reason, but I wrote a letter back in July saying the state had provided this tax relief through school funding, and we have now done our job. It is now in the laps of the local government, and if you, the people in North Dakota, want it, you need to stand up and talk to your local officials. And to see these rooms packed with people expressing their views, I just think it's absolutely wonderful. And as you've seen the results, the local governments are listening. I mean, look at Grand Forks. Originally, the school board out there had proposed a 28% increase in their school tax funding out there. The community out there became enraged, and they filled the rooms and wrote letters, and it was a hot topic, and it still is. And the school board backed down and dropped their request from 28% down to 21%. It's still pretty hefty, but the point is they went the right way and they reduced it. So I think it's wonderful. The people in North Dakota need to stand up and need to let these local officials know how they feel. And if you don't, they will just go right ahead and keep on their spending ways. So I'm absolutely thrilled to see the reaction around the state.
You're tuned to What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to weigh in on property tax relief or lack thereof on the local level, we're talking with North Dakota State Representative Mike Nathy. Mike, for me, the biggest problem with Measure 2 last time around was the fact that everybody was harping on local control. We have local control. And then everybody wanted to pin the lack of reform and versus relief on the state legislature. I think the legislature did a great job. Now it goes back to that local control, which we've always had. We've always had that local control, but there's been so much apathy in the state of North Dakota. Nobody showed up at these school board, city council, county commission meetings until now. What took so long in that process?
Well, I think, Steve, I think the biggest thing is we passed last session a notification law that if there was an increase more than 10% on one's property, that they had to be notified by the county that they were going up 10%, and then the notification of the hearings. And so more people are becoming aware of it now through notifications. We never had that in the past. They had never sent out letters to property owners. This time around, they are sending it out to property owners. I just love it when I see in an article or hear a local official say, you know, usually we only get 3 or 4 people, and all of a sudden we have 50 people in the room. Why? Because the public is now notified. So unfortunately, in the past, the public hasn't always really paid attention, and you know, people are busy with their own lives, and you know, they get upset when they get the property tax statement in December. But prior to that, they really didn't have an idea or weren't paying attention to the increases that were coming their way. Now we passed a law to notify them, and the local governments have to let them know if they go past that 10% or higher mark. So I think that's really the big reason for it.
Representative Nathy, if some of these places, we are seeing small reductions, and we're seeing the preliminary where we're hearing, you know, cities saying, well, you're going to get $7 or $8 in property tax relief. Or I think at Bismarck at one point they reported there was going to be like $1 in property tax relief. If what property owners eventually get in form of tax relief is something measured in just dollars or even just dozens of dollars, is that going to be enough for North Dakotans?
Well, you have to remember the property tax relief that we gave was through the school funding. you know, on one's property tax statement.
Well, wasn't it both, though? I mean, it was a school, and then there was another $200 million, wasn't there?
Well, yeah, there was a 12%. Excuse me, Rob, you're right. There's a 12% that will be on the bottom line on one statement that will show the state reduction of 12%, and we'll have it right there. But the bulk of the relief was through school funding. Because really the only thing that we can control on the property tax statement is school funding, because we have a constitutional obligation. State cannot control the state, city funding, county funding, or park board funding. So you're going to see the bulk of the relief will come through the schools. What the cities and counties do are really up to them. And again, if the residents, the people in those cities and counties don't like it, they need to stand up and start holding these people accountable. They really do. If you don't like it, vote somebody else in, refer them out, whatever you have to do. But the people of North Dakota have to stand up and take responsibility about who they're putting into these seats. The state has done what we could do. We can only do so much. We do not control all of property taxes, but we can control and help with school funding, which is now 80 to 82% depending on one's district. So I've been telling people, you just got to kind of wait to see how this plays out. We're early yet. The statements aren't out yet. All the budgets are not finalized. And let's see at the end of this year how it all shakes out. And then I think we can kind of grade it and see if it was successful or not.
We're talking with North Dakota State Representative Mike Nathie. If you have any questions or comments for the representative, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Jerry and Williston, what's on your mind today?
Good morning. Say, I have a question on the property tax. I'm from Williston, and I was at that meeting, and there were a lot of really irate people there. But I don't know if you're the representative I talked to before a while back, but I had suggested that I think that if there's another Proposition 2, it won't be Proposition 2, but a similar one, but it just eliminates residential property tax, that's going to pass by 90% vote. And the reason I don't advocate for commercial and farm is because commercial doesn't pay property taxes. If you raise your property taxes, they pass that on to their customers. So the customer's actually paying it. A farm is an income-producing company. They have a way to pay their taxes. But a homeowner can't pass his taxes on to anybody. He's got to pay them. He has to dig further into his pocket or whatever he has to do. And if I knew enough about it, I would probably start it myself to try to get it going to get eliminate residential property tax. I think that's the only way we're going to get rid of this problem, because the local officials aren't listening.
Representative Nathie, your response to that?
Well, I think when it comes to good tax policy, everybody gets treated the same across the board. I don't think we go and pick winners and losers along those lines. You have businesses that pay plenty of property tax. I'm a business owner. I pay plenty of property tax in my business. Ag, same way. I just think it's good policy that we treat everybody the same when it comes to property taxes.
You know, one of the things I look at is that balanced approach. And Jerry, thanks for the phone call. For me, for taxes, when I looked at Measure 2 last time, and completely getting rid of property taxes, you lose balance. To me, everything wants to be in equilibrium, wants to go to a balance. That's how things work in nature. That's how things should work in government. There's balance to things. If you shift the tax burden too much by eliminating a property tax, to me, you're just sliding that burden onto somebody else unduly. Was that one of the things the legislative session was looking at and trying to combat Measure 2? Because we really upset the apple cart if you start tinkering too much with the tax system the way it's set up. And I don't know how that plays out in 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now, where you're looking at it shifting some of those tax rates if that was to happen.
Yeah, see, the legislature wasn't acting with Measure 2 hanging over its head, or wasn't making decisions about, well, if you don't do this, Measure 2 is coming back. I certainly did not see that or hear that. We were all aware of what happened with Measure 2, and the people of North Dakota overwhelmingly voted it down.
We're up against the break, Mike. Let's hold you over and continue this discussion on the other side. We're talking with Mike Nathie, North Dakota State Representative, lack of property tax relief. This is What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, Scott Hillam with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Youngevity link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Youngevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Youngevity link.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Let Emergency Essentials help you prepare with our Mountain House Super Sale. Right now, get 40% off every can. Mountain House freeze-dried food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. Delicious flavors, easy preparation, and scientifically proven shelf life of 25-plus years. This month only, save 40% on more than 20 Mountain House varieties. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
You're tuned to What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hannon. Off today, the 10th anniversary of Say Anything Blog. So we've got Rob Port sitting in for Scott today. Powered by SchwannCadillac.com. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Studio at What'sOnYourMindRadio.com. We're talking with North Dakota State Representative Mike Nathy. Mike, I wanted to let you finish. We're up against the break, but Measure 2 was not the concern of what the legislative session was doing. That wasn't held over your head when you were coming up with the tax relief.
No, not at all. And like I was saying, you know, we saw the public response from Measure 2 was overwhelmingly defeated. And you know, the supporters of Measure 2, I could see them have their resources and their energy put to taking care of business the local government level. And as Rob pointed out earlier in your show, when people show up, local officials respond. And really, that is where the property taxes are raised or lowered or is on that local level. And it'd be nice to see that focus and energy on the local government to force those people to get their spending in line and to be more in line with the needs and wants, actually, and desires of the people in those counties and those cities. So a Measure 2, you know, I've heard some talk on Measure 2 may come back. Well, so be it. If it comes back, it comes back, and we'll deal with it then. And I just find it ironic that the very people that are critics of the legislature and very critical of our spending and how we do things financially are the ones that are pushing for Measure 2 to give the legislature even more spending authority, but now on a local level. So I just think it'd be best to put their energy and their resources to more focus and put more pressure on local government to lower the taxes.
We've got a caller on the line, Don from Minot. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello. I got a question. Why didn't the legislature do tax reform instead of just trying to cut school taxes? The last time they tried that, the city just raised their property taxes anyhow. Now, Minot's threatening to do the same thing. They got a $125 million bond issue on the table that people are going to vote for. It's going to raise property taxes over $500 on a $200,000 house. And I'm just wondering, you got any proposal how people are going to pay that extra property tax on top of what we're already paying up in Minot?
As far as the bond proposal at the election, I guess it would be in December. I mean, that's up to the vote of the people. The vote of the people say, hey, we want new schools, and we're going to approve this $125 million bond. It goes on your property tax, and that's the will of the people, and I have no problem with that. If people want a new school, and they're willing to pay for it, well, then so be it. As far as the reform question, there were a number of property tax reforms in the tax committee, which I don't sit on, but those were either defeated or watered down to some point. So the committee that I chair, Education Committee, we had the education funding formula that we took a long, hard look at. And as a result, that formula was property tax in there. And I also got to point out, there are a lot of school districts that are doing the right thing right now. We have some that are going off the rails a little bit. But we have a lot of school districts that are working their budgets and trying to pass along as much of the state relief as we sent. Perfect example is Bismarck. There's a front page article in the Bismarck paper today. The school lowered its mills to a point of where it's going to be about a 20% decrease on one's property tax. So there is some good news out there. There are school districts out there working hard to do that. Now, that's not to say all the districts are. I do think there are some districts out there, quite honestly, going after a money grab. They're trying to take as much money or as many of the mills as they can to do it. And this is where I'm talking about the public needs to stand up, hold these guys accountable. We have districts out there that want to raise their school taxes, but yet they're sitting on an ending fund balance, or otherwise known as a savings account, that is millions and millions of dollars. Fargo, for example, has almost $30 million in a savings account, 22% of their operating costs. Should be no reason that they should ever raise their taxes this time around. So,
and that's where the transparency comes in, I think. So, Don, hopefully that answers your question. We've got one more call I'd like to get in. Bob in Grand Forks, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Hey, Representative, I'm glad you're taking this issue on. Property tax is really just rental from the government, because the moment we don't pay it, we lose our land. And that's not what the Founding Fathers intended. And one of the big problems I see is that we have property tax now on older people that have bought their property when it was $30,000 for their home, and it's now worth $200,000, and they can't afford to pay the taxes. So why can't we pass something really simple that says the moment you paid your property off, I don't care if it's the day you bought it or 30 years down the road, you no longer owe taxes. So that would give the state the money from the taxes, property taxes on people that owe their land, and the people that have paid it off no longer have to worry about losing it to the government.
Well, I would love, as a property owner and as a business owner who pays a significant amount of property tax, I would love to see something like that, but quite honestly, I don't think that's very realistic. Again, property taxes are a local issue. Local government depends on property taxes to support and run their government. So I don't know if that would be very feasible. The overall idea would be wonderful if we could do it, but I just don't see how that would work out.
Representative Nathan. Oh, go ahead, Rob.
I'm sorry. I was going to ask if we get through, this cycle, and on the end of it, North Dakotans still aren't seeing significant property tax relief. Going into the next session, what does the legislature do?
Well, you know, I'm speaking to education funding because that's what I was involved in. And, you know, next session, we're going to take a look at it again and how much are we going to be paying and sending towards these school districts, the per pupil payment. I sit on the education funding committee, the interim. that we met yesterday, all day yesterday, were coming up with how much, you know, what is the true cost for per student for the schools. And out of all that work, we will come up with a number, and then that will be translated into what we send to the district. So,
Representative Nathan,
take a hard look at that.
We're up against a break. Thank you for coming on. We'll address this again down the road. Thanks for spending some time with us today on What's in Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.